sent his word, his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverers of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
For another opportunity of landing at your feet, we ask, who will receive the best of you in the name of Jesus Christ? Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name. Let's start for us. Thank you so much. Want to see the power of the Gospel of Christ. The power of the Gospel of Christ. The power of the Gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. I trust God that everyone, you will release yourself unto the mercy of God. See, for I am not ashamed, from verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I trust God you will understand. There are some things that actually, there is nothing about your healing and deliverance that Jesus has not perfected. But we are here to know and to agree. At times when the Spirit of God is moving in a meeting, someone can be healed. But the best way to receive your healing is to understand what Jesus has done for you. As nobody can eat food for you, nobody should take your healing for you. Should be able to take it. But the passage said to us, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto healing. Salvation is all inclusive. Unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first, also to the Greek. See? For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. The heart of God is revealed from the gospel of Christ. From faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, the gospel of Christ releases God's power for your healing if it properly delivered. Now we have to know what is the gospel of Christ that we talked about. The gospel of Christ did not talk about the misbehavior of people. Not at all. That is not the gospel of Christ, actually. The gospel of Christ is what he came to accomplish for us. Your understanding of this will make you to release whatever troubles you to him. You see, in the gospel of Christ, something is released. The righteousness of God is released. It's revealed to us. From faith to faith, not our righteousness. Now, the gospel of Christ is called the gospel of the grace of God, not the gospel of the wrath of God. I will explain. The gospel of Christ is called the gospel of the grace of God. What Jesus came to accomplish for us through his death, through his burial, and through his restoration. Now, the gospel of Christ They not come to reveal how terrific your problem is. Not at all. No. He came to reveal something. Wisha. Acts chapter 20. Let's read verse 24. The gospel of Christ is the goodness of God. The gospel of Christ is the love of God. The gospel of Christ is the mercy of God. The gospel of Christ is the grace of God. See, I am not ashamed of it. When this gospel of Christ is released, then the power of God is released to heal people, to deliver them, to save them, and to set them free. Now, but none of these things moved me, neither can't I myself my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel or the grace of God. Now, let me start this example so that you understand now. The law, you know the law. How many of us have read about the law? Huh? If you don't do this thing, you end up being. Mm-hmm. You see the height of this place. I want to explain what the law is all about. If the height of this place now, they gave us a law that any day you are able to jump and your head touch the roof, that's the day you'll be delivered. And the tallest person here is my height. Hey, as you keep jumping, what happened to you? Your head will never touch it. That's what the law talks about. Do you understand my point? You will realize that by the time you know that your head can never touch it, what become your portion? You seek for himself. Look, my head will never touch, no matter what I do. Please help me. That's why the grace comes. But if we keep jumping, say, I will try again. Don't try to heal yourself. You can't heal yourself. You have no healing power with you. The healing is only in Christ Jesus. Do you understand my point? You know, we try to do some good things so that God can accept us, have you? Your good thing does not worth it. How many of you can jump very well and make sure that your head touches it? Even though if you refuse to eat so that you can slim very well and jump very well, will your head ever reach it? That's what the law talks about. The law was given so that we will shut up our mouth. So that you will say, no, I have no capacity to keep it. I need the help of the giver to help me. That's what the law is all about. And may I tell you one thing? The law is not written to the Gentiles. It may shock you. You know, Jesus came to change the law. Huh? He changed the law to love. You have heard. It has been said, an eye for an eye, and a teeth for a teeth. But I say unto you. What does it mean? Because this is one of the problems of people not being healed. They come to God, instead of saying, Lord, I need you, I just need my healing, I want to receive my... But Satan will give them every excuse that will make them not to heal, to be healed. You say, do you remember yesterday you abused somebody? For that reason, you can't be healed. Because it is written, God doesn't answer the prayer of a sinner. You don't know, all these things will come to you. The question is that, who did God wrote the law to? Did God justify Abraham by the law? Or he justified him by faith? Has the law given when God said, Abraham believed, and it was counted to him for righteousness? Has the law given? Not at all. Give me a passage I want to read for us, so that you get yourself, to tell you that any day, anytime you come to him, you will receive his help. Don't come to him because of your good works. Come to him because of who he is. Come to him because of what he has done for you. It is there you will receive. Am I communicating? Uh-huh. Romans chapter 3, verse 19. Let's see who the law was written to. Give us 17 first. And the way of peace have they not known. Verse 15. There is no fear of God before their eyes. 19. Now we know that what things soever the Lord said, it said to them who are under the law. Is that your Bible? Whatsoever the law said, he said to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Can you see this picture? No single person on earth has the capacity to keep the law. Huh? So if you see your neighbor's goat fall into the ditch, if you refuse to carry it out, you think, what kind of life is that? Do you see all this? So that the mouth of every individual will be what? Eh? You will now acknowledge the person of Jesus. That is the only hope and only help. He is your healer. As I say, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is the gospel of the grace of God. The gospel of Christ will be the goodness of God. What he has done for you, what he's doing in you, what he's doing for you right now. As a child of God, it is the prayer of Jesus at the right hand of God that is still keeping us here today. No, we have many prayers warrior today, but actually your prayer is limited though. Without his prayer over there, nothing will happen here. He's still doing that for us. Now, who are the law written to? Is it to you? Huh? They are not answering. You see what religion has brought to us now? Are you saying religion? Who did he wrote the law to? Huh? No, we read the Bible. I read the Bible too. That's why we still less power in our life and through our life. Because we capitalize on what we have done. We don't capitalize on what he does. It is my fasting that brought me to this point. It's not true. It's not true. It is my prayer that brought me to this point. It is not true. Without him, he didn't say without your prayer. Without me, you can do nothing. He didn't say without your prayer. Am I communicating? Prayer, all of this are in order to bring us to conformity. But that is not what saves us. Is that our prayer that saves us? Before you were born, you have been saved. Before you know how to talk, you have been saved. So get it right. I'm just explaining this to you because if we don't understand this, we do some funny thing that instead of receiving, we are trying to impress God so that we can be healed. Some will say, you don't know what I'm passing through. Excuse me. I don't need to know it. Let Jesus know what you are passing through. And he will tell you that what you are passing through now actually are taking it away is because you lay hold on it. Okay. Notice healing ahead, have you? And deliverance. Are you getting your deliverance, man? Now sometimes, maybe you sleep off. You decide to wake up maybe around God help you wake up around 5. You say, why do I wake up by 5? I've set an alarm. Good and fine. All of you are very wonderful. It's good to talk to God. But listen to me. Without his help, your talking to him makes no sense. God wants us to depend completely on him. If you say, Lord Jesus, I know you are the great healer. I come to you with this heaviness. And you are the only one who can roll away the heaviness from my life. touch me tonight and make me whole, you will be shocked what he will do. But by the time you calculate, until I pray and put my head to the floor, it is then I can get my healing. You have missed it. When you set your eyes on what Jesus has done, you set your eyes on Jesus as a person, that he is your hope, is your help, is your all and all. Honestly speaking, that demon will leave you. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You know the law, capitalize on what you can do. What man should do to impress God. But grace is fully based on what Jesus has done. Salvation, healing, deliverance is based on what Jesus has done. When we talk about the man at the pool of Bethesda, at that time, has Jesus finished the work? Has he gone to the cross? Why did that one stay there for 38 years? Because he's under the law. He has to make sure he meets up with the standards. But our own standard we have to meet up today is to see what Jesus has done for us. I want everybody to know this. The gospel of Christ, the gospel releases the power of God. He did not come to heal you because you are sick. He came to heal you because he loved you. Jesus didn't come to heal you because you are sick. He came to heal you because he loved you. He delighted in you. Give me that scripture passage, one of my favorite scripture passage of the scripture. Psalm 18. We are going to read verse 17 and verse 19 quickly. I'm going to 19. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you say thank you, Lord Jesus? I appreciate you. I thank and I praise the gospel of Christ. We are the power of God is released into my life to damage, to terminate every form of sickness and disease of my life. As I'm receiving the gospel of Christ tonight, every heaviness in my life disappear. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Excuse me. They were too strong. HIV is too strong. That's why no scientist has discovered the cure. But may I tell you the truth? The cure is with Christ. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me. Because I pray? Because he delighted in me. Friends, Jesus delighted in you. That's why he came to heal you. Will you release yourself to him? Will you release that sickness to him? Will you stretch out your hand and say, Lord Jesus, here am I. I have come to you. I have not come to a meeting, but I have come to you. The more encounter that Jesus has with you, the more humble you become. Our effort takes us to nowhere. His effort take you to any length. Why did he heal us? Why did he deliver us from this scripture? Because he delighted in us. You are created in his image after his likeness. He will not like you to grow in your trouble. But he wants you to see. He wants you to acknowledge him as your deliverer. Am I communicating? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the word is coming to you, everything that is not of God in your life will disappear from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, weaknesses will disappear. Fibroid will disappear. Every sickness in your organs will disappear. Every sickness in your blood will disappear. Every sickness in your bones will disappear. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Because he delighted. The gospel of Christ came to us. We never plan it. He planned it. So when the gospel of Christ is properly delivered to people, it releases the power of God. Oh my God. Are we together? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God. It is the power of God unto healing. unto deliverance, unto signs, unto wonders. Somebody was lying in the hospital, and he said, someone just appeared and said, drink water. He drank water. That was the hint. That was the hint. Who do you think is that person? Because in your affliction, he himself is afflicted. Do you understand my point? In our affliction, he is afflicted. Isaiah 53 verse 9. In all our afflictions, himself was afflicted. Because you are a teenage. If unbeliever will come to God today for healing, he will be healed. Yes. In all the affliction, he was afflicted. Huh? What a great thing. He cares for us. Yeah, he cares for us. Our responsibility is to open up to him. Our responsibility is to say, I know the gospel of Christ is the mercy of God, is the goodness of God, is the love of God, is the grace of God. Release. Present it to people. But we have made the gospel to be difficult. In those days when they preached to us, they told us that if we don't repent, we go to hell. No. Such message does not bring salvation. Do you understand my point? He didn't. Let me tell you, every sinner knows that he's a sinner. Is that true? You don't need to let, sinner doesn't need anybody to tell him that he's a sinner. He knows. Am I communicating? He knows. That's why he's looking for help. Romans chapter 1, let me show you that, to let you know that all sinners knew that they are sinners. They knew, verse 20, they knew. That's why you just feel, you say, this is something. I don't like the way I'm going. Who is telling you? That knowledge, that intuitive knowledge is already in you. Oh my God. For the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even if eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuses. Even a child, when a child do what is bad, what happened? He knew. He will be hiding. Who tell him? Who tell him that what he does is bad? The thing is inside. That is the gospel that will make a sinner to repent. It's not the gospel of telling them the penalty of their sin. No. It's the gospel of their deliverance. You gave them what Jesus came to do. He actually came for that reason. Do you understand my point? Hell is real. There's no doubt about that. But Jesus did not come to show us hell. That's not why he came. He came to rescue us from going to hell. And the way he rescued us is to present the love of God to us. The way he came to rescue us is to present the mercy of God to us. The way he came to rescue us is to present the grace of God to us. A sinner invited him, come to my house. He said, I'm coming. He presented for his stand and to eat. The Pharisee said, do you know that if this man is a prophet or God, you will know that this woman is a sinner. He said, actually, I came because of that. To rescue them. Is that the gospel? Yes. But today, what do we do? I can't talk to that person. The way he dressed. Excuse me. Huh? If somebody dressed like JCB today, if you show him the love of God, he will come to your God. The gospel is the goodness of God, is the grace of God, is the mercy of God, is the love of God shown. Ejo, someone committed 12 abortion. He's condemned already in his heart. And Jesus said, what is that? I said, I still love you if you come to me. I said, what? You mean it? That's why I came. Excuse me. Will that person come? Will he die in guiltiness? But when they say, 12 abortion, wow, Kai, you are finished the person. Excuse me. The question is that why did he go ahead to do that, those abortions? Because the presence of God is lacking. Now when the presence of God is given, what happened to him? He will stop it one day. Everything contrary to God's will is stopping from your life tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What the world needs today is the gospel of Christ. It doesn't need legislation. We legislate. No, forget it. The reason why I cannot carry gun today to go and kill someone because the life I carry does not know how to do it. When you get to the hospital, they tell you today that HIV is incurable. Is that not so? But may I tell you, in Christ Jesus, it's curable. He has the capacity to remove it. What no medical science could see, where they could not see in your system, he can see it. It's a designer of the thought and intent of the heart. If we understand this, people will be delivered. Am I communicating? May I ask you a question? Where we are today, spiritually, do we begin here? Were you alright when he said what is answering? Where did he pick us from? From nowhere. And he began to work on us. Do we ever make mistakes since the day we become born again? No, we never make anyone. No, you never make anyone. Since the day you are born again, everything was just lost. You are just pleasing God every day.
Eh? Is that not true?
No, I mean, I used to ask us money. Excuse me. The most anointed person on earth, the day he becomes born again, see, the day he's living, if he tells you he pleases God every day, he's a liar. Number one, he does not know the whole truth one day. And we can never finish knowing the truth. We keep knowing the truth every day. Is that not true? That is it. If God has slapped us, what will happen to your head? You know, if slapping will have been eternal. But what did he tell you? Did Peter deny Christ? Did Jesus condemn him? What did he still come to him again? Ah, Peter, he still coming. Come now. Oh yeah, eat food first. Huh? He gave him food. After eating the food, he said, Peter, do you not love me more than this? He said, yes, Lord, you know. Ah, what is that manifesting? The love of God. The love of God. Do you understand my point? No, if we understand it, I am not ashamed of the gospel of God, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The grace of God releases this to us. That the faith,
you use faith to receive it. Am I communicating?
Are we encouraging misbehavior?
Not at all.
But just you receiving the love of God, that it will not be long. Eh? Are we together, please? How many of you are getting blessed now? You are blessed. Is God blessing you? Now listen to this. The gospel of Christ is not based on all human being does. It is based on what Christ has done.
Do you know why we don't thank him for what we read in the scripture? We look at it as if it's not enough.
When he said himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. If at that point you read it to kneel down, you say, Lord Jesus, thank you for taking my infirmities and bearing my sicknesses. You stay there for 30 minutes. You can't thank him for that. What happened to that infirmity in you? It disappears. When you agree with the gospel, you will be full of thanksgiving. You are not condemned yet, too. Until you condemn yourself. Huh?
Maybe we are not. Can I open the scripture to you again?
Are you ready to read?
They are not answering me.
Are you ready to read?
John chapter 3. Verse 17 and 18. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, for that the world through him might be saved. Do you see Jesus condemning people when he was doing his earthly ministry? Okay, what kind of ministry did he give us? The ministry of reconciliation and the words of reconciliation. Now, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Why was he condemned? Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. What will make anyone to be condemned if he refused to receive the gospel of Christ? But the gospel of Christ didn't come to condemn them. But they may be condemned if they now refuse to say, I agree with the love of God, I receive the grace of God, I receive the goodness of God. That is where condemnation comes. Oh my God. Is it our prayer that makes him to terminate our whole life? What makes him to terminate our whole life, please? His love. What makes him to input his own life into us? His love. What drew him to the cross? The love. His passion. He experienced those hostility so that we will not experience such. Please and please, I beg in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, stop condemning yourself. The true nature of God is different from what we are seeing in the world today. The true nature of God is different from what they present to us for years. The true nature of God, God, bearing the infirmity of men. He knew that you are weak. He knows it. And he came to bear. That's why I said, let be that are strong in faith bear the infirmity of the weak. Have you read in your Bible? Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. That your trouble now, release it to Jesus. Thank him for taking it away from you. You will see it to be lifted. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such and one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Verse 2. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Learn to give people the word of encouragement. Learn it. You see, this thing you are passing through, that is very problem. Let's look at what Jesus said. Let's see what he has done for you. Read it again. I told you, a certain man came one day, started narrating his experience, almost 10 years experience, what happened and all of this, allowing him to finish it. I said, since that time, do you ever ask Jesus to forgive you? Say yes. I opened my mouth. Do you think that when you ask him that he could forgive you, did he say no? That offense is too great. I cannot forgive you. Is there anything like that? I opened the first one, the second one, the third. By the time I opened the first scripture to him, and I said, let us pray. He said, no, I don't need prayer. I've gotten my answer. He left joyfully. When they brought a woman, red handedly committed adultery. I've never seen where a woman committed adultery without a man. I've never seen it, but I saw it in that Bible passage. They said, Jesus, according to the law of Moses, she should be stoned to death. The master, the creator, the owner of all things. Bow down, he said. He stood down to listen to their foolishness. They said, what do you say about it? The wisdom from above. The wisdom of God. See, any one of you that have no sin at all should be the first one to stone this woman. He didn't say more than that. It's from the least to the greatest. They left. Say, woman! Did any man condemn you? She said no. Neither do I. He now gave the woman power to go and sin no more. That is Christ. If I sin now when you come to him, he will empower you to go and sin no more. If I speak loud, he will heal you and empower you to go and speak no more. From now, you will go and speak no more.
Christ. Nothing can lift you on this earth, only the gospel of Christ. Because the fullness of God is in the gospel of Christ. Anytime I read that passage, I say, Lord, what do you mean? Today we will have given them baptism. We will have called committee meeting over there, over that woman. So it's a disgrace. We need to cry, examine her, and give her a baptism. Is that not what we do today? Are we more holier than Jesus? Are we more righteous than him? Many will have been rescued from hell today, but we gave them the gospel of this world, not the gospel of Christ. It is high time for us to understand what the gospel of Christ is all about. Huh? Again, Mary Magdalene was pouring oil on her feet and using her head to pour. You say, they were indignant. Now say, Peter, you know you are the first disciple? Yes. When I came to your house, do you give me water to wash my wounds? He said, no. It's okay. Do I condemn you for that? You still follow me, I still accepted you. But this woman, he did not only wash my feet with water. The most expensive thing she had, she does it. He now asked Peter a question. If you owe somebody 5 million, somebody owned money worth 5 billion. And the creditor said, you are gone. I forgive you. And somebody owned 10 naira. Say, I forgive you. Who will love more? He said, the person that is forgiven more. Likewise, this woman. She understood the reason why Jesus came. No wonder. After restoration, she was the first one to see Jesus. You know, when you are holier than thou, you may never see Jesus. I'm sharing the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. It's so simple to the point that Satan will say, don't mind us. Do they say you don't have a womb? I have a good news for you. He that created you have the spare part. If only you agree with him. Is there anything too difficult for him to do? He said, is there anything too hard for you to do? He said, no. And Jesus, God came and said, there is nothing too difficult. Hard for me to do. In Jeremiah 32 verse 17 and 27. He said, the gospel. Excuse me. Do we have the power to forgive ourselves? Our sins. If God has to capitalize on our sins, nobody will be delivered. If thou, O Lord, has marked the iniquity, nobody will escape. But with thee is plenteous of mercy. Give others that 130. For verse 4, verse 3. But I see one of the diseases that kill and destroy Christians today is their guiltiness. I'm not worthy. I'm like an earthworm. So Jesus never created you to be earthworm. Not at all. He created you in his image. Look at it. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? It means God did not deal with us based on our what? Iniquity. He dealt with us based on Christ Jesus. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be fair with him. The simplicity of the gospel has delivered me many times. I always throw myself to him. Take over. I belong to you, that's all. Because that's his agenda. Is that your Bible? Huh? Am I communicating with you? If God has marked your iniquity, will you survive? Huh? I know some of us will say, but Jesus said, repent. All you likewise perish. Yes. Who did he say it to? Is it not those who argue with him? Do you remember it was an argument? He said, do you think that those who build and fall upon and they die, are you better than them? He was telling them something in that passage. Please, let us read the Bible very well before we present it to people.
sit down with God. Let God become you so that he will pass through you and help you. I'm telling you, the least child of God can lay hands on the sick. In the name of Jesus Christ, the sick can be immediately. But by the time you look at us, I am not worthy to even pray in the name of Jesus. Besides, the problem of this person is too big to be solved. Now, automatically defeat has come. It's only pastor that can lay hands on this. Is that what the Bible says? He that believeth on me. Is that not what it says? And his baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that. He didn't say these signs shall follow pastors. Then that believe, a believer. Your child say he speak, he say, come here. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Go. Watch what happens. When you first look, say, Christ. Instead of looking at the name of Jesus and the person of Jesus, you are looking at the hotness of the child. The hotness of the child now occupy your mind. Healing will never take place in that atmosphere. Because you are considering the hotness of the child, you are glorifying Satan. Yes, that's it. When you look at how great your sickness is, you are glorifying Satan. But you say, Lord Jesus, I believe, no matter how great this sickness looks like, you have the power to destroy it. I release myself unto you. You will be shocked what will happen. Please stop glorifying Satan. He never tell you to glorify Satan. He say, glorify me. Glorify me. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Salvation is all inclusive. Deliverance is there. Healing is there. Righteousness is there. Fellowship with God is there. Peace is there. All these things are there. Salvation is all inclusive. A man who understood it said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Let me tell you, every one of you that have children here, if you are claiming that this is your children, you miss it. Those children are not yours. The children belong to God. You are simply taking care. He called you caretaker. So if anything wrong with any the child, tell the owner. Am I communicating? I never see where a caretaker takes the responsibility upon himself to be returning the house. You have to tell the owner of the house. Oh God, your house don't dilapidate. And the tenant are complaining. I have to bring the complaint to you. Am I communicating now? And when you take the complaint to the owner, he tells you what to do. He will give you money to go and repair the house. Likewise, when you take, when you know that these children belong to, say, Lord, look at your children. He will give you the wisdom to handle their matter. My children, so that's why they are there. I don't have any children as you see me. I don't have even one. All of them, they are. I'm simply taking care of them for the owner. Eh? You are a caretaker. You are not. How many of you are the owner of your children, please? No. You will start using that language again. My children. How many children do you have?
I have 10.
Oh, that's wonderful. 10 children.
Oh, but say, my child's head is just hot, hot. Your child?
It's okay. Hallelujah. He says children are the inheritance of God. You are simply taking care. Just say, I put this one under your care, take care. I think you should ask me, how should I take care without you? You are the owner of the children. Help me to take care of them. Then we empower you to take care of them. This is the gospel. We should not depend on our ability. We should depend on his ability. When we depend on his ability will flow through our life to touch the people we need to touch. Through our words, through our actions, through our behavior. In the name of Jesus, grace will depend on him. Receive it in Jesus' name. Am I communicating?
Any of these children under my cross, anytime they come and I say, oh, this is it. I say, okay, I remember. I'm simply a channel to them. The owner. Channel.
Lord, thank you because I know. If you said to, we thank him, we'll go our way. We enjoy our lives. From today, you will enjoy life. Oh my God. I say from now, you will enjoy life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That heavy burden on your hair is rolling away right now. In the name of Jesus. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power, of God. Financial abundance, prosperity is in the gospel of Christ. Because he took away your poverty. That through him you might be rich. Is that your Bible? It's inclusive. The word salvation is all inclusive. Are you hearing now? Glory to God. I say glory to God. I want you to look at yourself right now. Don't see yourself again. See Jesus, the owner of your life. I was just going through the Bible one day. I saw something by divine help. That God may be all in all. So what? So that God may be all in my spirit. That God may be all in my soul. That God may be all in my body. Ah, so my body belongs to not me. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 27 and 28. Hallelujah. I'm going to 28. My body? It belongs to him. I am born with a price. All I need to do, I use my mouth, glorify him. Then the presence.
For he has put all things under his feet, but when he said all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. 28. Very powerful. Say the gospel of Christ is powerful. It's the power of God. And when all things shall be subdued under him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all, spirit, soul, and body, that God may be all. You know, that's why I say, present your body as a living sacrifice unto God. It means he holds your body. Voluntarily hand over your body to him. Again, say renew your mind. It means everything about you as you see you now belongs to him. So when you understand this, you will see his power functioning through your life. That all, that God may be all in. And the prayer that this brother prayed for us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. My God. And 24. Hallelujah. Say, my spirit belongs to God. My soul belongs to him. And my body belongs to him. Whatever is not functioning well in my body, in my soul, and in my spirit, Jesus will take over them. He takes charge and take them away in the name of Jesus. I am free. I am full of his presence all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, he holds me spirit, soul, and body. And it will function through my life. All the days of my life. No sickness, no disease will have their way into my life anymore. In the name of Jesus. Any virus, any bacteria or sickness and disease that touches my body will die instantly because of the presence of God. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, completely. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth thee, who also will do it, who will make your spirit, soul, and body to be preserved. Him, is it my duty? Do I have the power to preserve them? Whose duty to do that? Faithful is he that calleth me. He will do it though. He doesn't fail in his responsibility. God released ourselves. Provided you are the owner. Take over. He will do it. As powerful as this keyboard is, all the function were inside. Did this keyboard playing itself? Somebody has to play the keyboard. Likewise, you and I. We have no capacity to play ourselves. It takes him who created us to play us. Kai. How many of us are getting blessed? Who created your spirit? Who created your soul? Who made your body? Can he sanctify them? Can he punish them? Can he terminate anything he doesn't want to see there? Release yourself to him. The word today, release yourself to the gospel of the grace of God. I've seen broken bones met together. He joined them together. That is who he is. But the people must know that he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Stand to your feet and give thanks to him. Thank him. He owns you. The first thing I want you to know tonight is that spirit, soul, and body, God owns you. Say, I hand over my life unto him. Because he owns my life. He owns my spirit. He owns my soul. He owns my body. Lord Jesus, take over. The gospel is the power of God unto healing. Drugs is not the power of God unto healing. The gospel is it. What Jesus has done, he died so that you can live. He took your sickness and disease so that you can have his healing ahead. He's at the right hand of God now, testifying of you. Though you are here, testify of him. He is there, testify of you to the Father. You are here, testify of him to the world. Are you seeing the population? He left us here to testify of him to the world. He is busy testifying of us to the Father. He is a testify of me here, will I testify of before my Father. What a great thing. The gospel. Let the world knew what Jesus had done for them. He took away their sicknesses. He took away their diseases. And replaced it with his healing and health. This is the gospel of Christ. The simplicity of it. Do you remember in Tartan Crusade? A woman said, "He got her, it is finished." And he went back home with that, it is finished. That all our trouble is finished. And that night she saw the reality of the finishing of it. And he came back the following day with testimony. He said, "I only hear that word. It is finished. It means my sickness is finished." He's telling you right now, that your fibroid is finished. Yeah. That your chronic disease is finished. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. That pain in your body is finished. Say, it is finished. My trouble is finished. My sicknesses are finished. Diseases is finished. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and give thanks to him. Wave your hands to the Lord and say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the great thing you have done for me. The gospel of Christ is the power of God. I have received your power through the gospel of Christ today. The gospel of God releases the mercy of God, the goodness of God, the love of God, the grace of God, the power of God, the ability of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the gospel of Christ. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name for taking away your pain. Thank him for dwelling in you. Thank him for dwelling in you. Thank him for keep quickening your mother's body. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let
Lord Jesus, let every form of sickness and disease in your body be done away with now.
Amen.
Receive your total freedom in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive your total freedom in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. That terminal disease, that periodical disease, in the name of the Lord Jesus, they are all terminating now.
Amen.
That fibroid, that growth, that internal pain, that waist pain, that spinal cord pain, that eye problem, that hearing problem, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you are healed with His stripes.
Amen.
Receive your total freedom in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Receive grace to do what you cannot do.
Amen.
That broken bones is joined together.
Amen.
That blood disease is cured now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for doing it for
Thank
us.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gospel of the grace of God, which are brought unto us to deliver us from the pit of hell, from the pit of destruction, and brought us into the kingdom of God. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will promise you, by your hair, we will declare,
yes.
We will proclaim
Amen.
The gospel of Christ. The whole world will hear it, and they shall be saved. Amen. They shall be healed.
Amen.
They shall be delivered.
Amen.
They shall be set free.
Amen.
They shall be blessed.
Amen.
They shall be empowered.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We celebrate your majesty.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Let the beloved of the Lord say,
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-35-537-845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-32-914775. Jesus is Lord.